Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 51st week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I've been reading a book. I want to share an excerpt from you because I recommend this book. He's not a Baptist. He wasn't a Baptist, but a great man of God, A.W. Tozier, The Pursuit of God. I've been reading some of the book, and he made this statement. If God is present at every point in space, and if we cannot go where he is not and cannot even conceive of a place where he is not, then why then is not that the presence had become one universally celebrated fact of the world? What he's saying, there's a lot in here, that God is everywhere. Do you believe that? He's everywhere. David said, there's no place I cannot go that he's not there. I ascended into the heavens, lo, he's there. I ascended to the grave, he is there. Well, he goes a little farther in his writing. Jacob saw a vision of God and cried out in wonder, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. Jacob had never been for one small division of moment of time outside that circle of God. God was always there. But the point Jacob made, I just didn't know it. He knew it not. That was his trouble, and it is our trouble. Men do not know that God is here. What a difference it would make if they knew God was here. As you read this book, The Pursuit of God, most people, even believers, think of God as some far off, somewhere way out there in heaven. No, God is with us now, present everywhere we go. We ought to pursue that. And probably the best thing in this book, and I want to take time to read it, is his preface. Did I say that right? Billy, I read your book. I'm going to get one of them books. I cheated and started looking through it before. And I said, is this thing worth it? It's worth getting. I'm going to read that book. You got a preface in that book. No, it's kind of a big something in there, kind of an introduction to what the book's all about. Listen to what he says, the preface about the pursuit of God. And this ties in with Jacob not knowing that God was there. I wonder how many people are going to attend church today and God is in this place and they're not even aware of it. This hunger, and the hunger that he's talking about here is the hunger for a deep desire of knowing God, God's people. That Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Well, the hunger must be recognized by our religious leaders. Current leaders have laid the altar and have divided the sacrifice into parts, but now seem satisfied to count the stones and rearrange the pieces on the altar, and never a care that there is not a sign of fire on the altar. Hope you know what he's saying. Got the altar, but there ain't no fire. No presence of God like it was at Mount Carmel. There is today, this is why I'm reading, because I was reading this again, and it was speaking to me. There's today no lack of Bible teachers to set forth correctly the principles of the doctrines of Christ. I believe we have the truth, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I believe it. We have the truth. But too many of these seem satisfied to teach the fundamentals of the faith year after year, strangely unaware that in their ministry is no manifest presence nor anything unusual in their personal life. They're just teaching doctrine. But yet the presence of God is not seen. They minister constantly to believers who feel within their breast a longing which their teaching simply does not satisfy. And man, it spoke to my heart. I get up here every Sunday morning and I pour myself out. But yet, is God, do we really feel the presence of God? Wow, I hope so. I speak in charity, but the lack in our pulpits is real. Milton, who was a great preacher, he said this, the hungry sheep look up and they're not fed. It is a solemn thing, no small scandal in the kingdom to see God's children starving while actually seating at the Father's table. Man, you're talking about speaking to me as a pastor who's teaching the Word of God, and we're sitting at the Father's table and the Word of God being fed. Are we really sensing the presence of God? about this one. Thanks to our splendid Bible societies and to other effective agencies for the dissemination of God's word, that's the spreading of the word, there are today millions of people who hold right doctrine, probably more than ever before in history. Yet, I wonder if there was ever a time when true spiritual worship was at a lower ebb. To great section of the church, the art of worship has been lost entirely. And it is in its place has come that strange and foreign thing called the program. This word has been borrowed from the stage and applied with sad wisdom to the type of public service which now passes for worship among us. And we even say it here. I am standing on a stage. You know what a stage is for? A stage is for entertainment. This should not be a stage. It should be a place that the Word of God is proclaimed and the presence of God is made known. And that's what he's saying. Our churches now, they have to have some kind of entertainment and a stage and programs. And we're going to have some great singing today. Did you tell him what I said? Okay. I told him this morning, Billy. I said, I'm going to tell you, forget it. Okay. I'll tell you now. Don't you be in a hurry. Okay? And don't try to entertain. I want you to minister to us and share with us the gospel. And don't get in a hurry at 12 o'clock. Don't try to shut it off. I even told him, treat it like it's your last concert. Be as a dying preacher to dying people. And that's what he is talking about here in a pursuit of God. So many people are here, but they're not experiencing God. They're not feeling the presence of God. I wonder how many people will be like that this morning. Sound Bible exposition is an imperative in the church. And that's what we focus on here is Bible exposition. Word upon word, line upon line, verse upon verse. But without it, no church can be a New Testament church. But exposition may be carried on in a way as to leave the hearers devoid of any true spiritual nourishment whatsoever. And when I read that again, it just spoke to me as the leader of this church, as a pastor. And we're teaching line upon line. And I thought about Jacob wrestled all night with God. Surely God's in this place, but I knew it not. Focus on the Lord this morning, okay? Have some great singing. We're going to have some teaching if I ever get to my lesson. I ain't even got out of verse 1 yet. Got some good stuff here. But God's told Jacob, I want you to go back where you left me and build an altar. Those were great memories. Then look at verse number 2. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you and be clean and change your garment. Isn't it strange? They had strange gods in his house. He served the Jehovah God, one God, but yet they had strange gods. Where did they get these strange gods from? Where?
Pagans.
They were in Shechem for 10 years and they learned that from Rachel. Remember Rachel when she left Laban, the dad? She took a couple of those strange gods with her. She was running off with Jacob and Leah. Remember that? And she took some strange gods and Laban. Anyway, it was still in their household. I wrote a note here. I wonder how many of God's people still cling to their strange gods. We know God, the true and the living God, but how many of us here this morning or watching cling to their strange gods? And you know, you heard the definition. What is a god? It's something you hold close to your heart. You know, anything between you and the living God is a god. It's a strange god. Whether it's a job, a car, a family, some kind of a thing, that's a strange god to you if it's between you and the living God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.